January continues. Three things you can do, or in this case, visit, to improve your life in 2020. It's Anna and Raven. Today is actually National Plan Your Vacation Day. Joining us, it's Amanda Climax. She's a president of Largay Travel and founder of Please Go Away, pleasegoaway.com. I think a lot of people have this vision of all the places in the world they want to visit, but they don't actually know where to start, where to go, what to do.
And that's where it's so important to talk to somebody who can help you distill all that information, because you get so much on the internet and it's hard to know what matches up with what you'd like to do.
That's for sure. Yeah. I've seen some beautiful photos, checked in and been like, what is that growing on the wall? Why is today Book a Vacation Day?
Well, what we're doing is promoting people planning ahead. 76% of people who plan ahead get away versus people who don't, only about 50% of those people get away. So it is
sad,
really important
existence.
To plan.
Right. Yeah. Sad, sad people, Anna Zapp.
In 2018, 768 million vacation days went unused.
Oh, I know. No, we've talked about that. Over 50%.
Yeah.
As much as Anna loves perfect attendance, we both agree. Vacations are necessary.
Right. So if we are planning an exotic destination, where should we go?
Well, the first one that I want to mention is one that's in the news a lot today, which is Australia. You know, only 2% of the areas that are visited by travelers and Americans are affected by the wildfires. So I want people to remember that Australia is still a great viable destination. And when we talk about exotic destinations, this place is rocking. I want to make sure that it stays on people's radar because there will be great pricing. They're going to be encouraging tourism there. And I think it's one that we see the news and it frightens us a little bit from going there, but it's still a great destination.
How long is that flight from JFK?
It's long.
Yeah, it's like a day.
It's a good 24-hour commitment if you're connecting and stuff. So you need to be able to go for at least 10 days to 2 weeks. That's an exotic destination that you want to have plenty of time to visit because there's so much to see.
I would love to go, man, but I am actually so afraid of being on a plane that long.
I actually got an email yesterday. The flight prices are dropping because it's always been on my list. Yeah. It was already $800 less yesterday when I saw it.
Well, and if you calculate in the cost of the massage it's going to take to get you out of the fetal position, I think that you actually, if you budget it in, you're okay.
Yeah.
All right, next place that we can go.
Well, you know what? I think people don't realize that South America really is close for us in that it's on the same time zone or only one or two time zones off. Colombia is a destination that's really emerged for us. And if you're a child of the 80s like I was, we were always afraid of, you know, Colombia with the drug cartel and things
like this. I can't believe
you
said it.
This is an emerging destination that people are going to. Great beach destination with Cartagena, and then you have Bogota, which is a very European city. Great activities, great food, and it really is a wonderful, comfortable destination and safe. I mean, it is no different from a lot of other international cities as far as safety is concerned.
So interesting to hear that.
Mm. Right.
Okay, one more place that we got to visit this year.
Well, I was just in Vietnam and Cambodia, and
I hear the greatest things about Vietnam.
Oh my gosh, it's such a fascinating country, and you learn so much. I mean, when you're in Ho Chi Minh City, which used to be Saigon, they call it the American War, not the Vietnam War. And what I found so fascinating when you're there is that the people are very open and they are welcoming to Americans. It's an inexpensive place to visit. So you can go there. I mean, in Cambodia, when we were there, we went to see the Angkor Wat temples, which is where Tomb Raider and Angelina Jolie was, you know, in all of her movies. It's so inexpensive. You could get a 5-course meal with drinks and it's $10.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, these are destinations that, yes,
Anna,
it takes a long, it takes a long time to get there. But I'll tell you, once you do, you get a lot for your money and it's a great destination.
It is National Plan Your Vacation Day. Amanda Climax, president of Largay Travel and founder of PleaseGoAway.com. You can visit her here. Don't waste those vacation days.